Masechet Avot Perek Vav Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi teaches, Bechol Yom Vayom Bat Kol Yotzet Mehar Horev Umachrezet Veomeret. Every single day, a Bat Kol, a heavenly voice, comes out of Har Horev, from Har Sinai. It declares and it says, Oy lahem labediyot me'el bonah shel Torah. Woe unto the people because of the disgrace of the Torah. When people don't learn Torah, when they neglect to study, they are insulting the Torah, and a sin which a person lo alenu is cursed for. Shekol mi she'eno osek ba Torah nikra nazuf. Anybody who doesn't occupy himself with the study of Torah is cursed and called a nazuf, which is like somebody who is excommunicated. Shene emar, like the pasuk in Mishle says, nezem zahav be'af hazir. It's like a golden ring in the nose of a pig. Isha yafa v'sarat ta'am. So it's like a beautiful woman whose understanding and reason has left her. A Torah scholar who is getting lazy and is not occupied with the study of Torah is like a golden ring. He's a Talmid Acham, he's a great person, but he's in the nose of a pig. So even though there's tremendous value to that ring, that golden ring, it becomes dirty, it becomes disgusting, because the pig is going to roll around in the dirt, he's going to allow it to become soiled, he's going to allow it to become dirty. So therefore, a person has to say, just because he's Talmid Chacham, he can't rest on his laurels and say, I'm not going to study intensely anymore. He always has to be learning, always engaged in Torah. Same thing with the beautiful woman. We're understanding that to be like a scholar who doesn't know the reason that he learned, because if he didn't study as much as he could have, he obviously doesn't know what he's doing. And the idea of bitul Torah, a person accepted upon himself, na'aseh v'nishma, that he's going to study Torah constantly. So a person who's not studying Torah on that type of level with diligence, he should imagine that he is violating the covenant that he took at Har Sinai. Ve'omer, ve'haluchot ma'aseh Elohim hema, ve'hamichtav michtav Elohim hu harut al haluchot. We're going to take these two pisukim as talking about somebody who does spend his time studying Torah correctly. The tablets were Hashem's handiwork, and the writing was the writing of God. They were harut, that means they were engraved upon the tablets, the ones talking about the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai. Al tikre harut ela herut. Don't read it that it was engraved harut, rather we read it that it was herut. It means it's freedom. A person who studies Torah is a real free person. She'en lecha ben horin ela mi she'osek betalmud Torah. The only type of free person is the individual who's occupied with Torah study. When a person wants to free himself, and that means in a spiritual sense, in generally all year long, we're slaves of the body, slaves of the desire, slaves of the yetzer hara. If somebody wants to overcome that, if somebody wants to have spiritual freedom, he has to occupy himself with Talmud Torah, lishma, where he learns to control himself, learns to put things in priority, learns to fight the yetzer hara and the pull of the body, and he frees himself to just the delight of his neshama, which is Torah study. V'kol mi she'osek betalmud Torah, hare ze mit'ale she'ne'emar, u'mimatana nahali'el, minahali'el bamot. Anybody who studies Torah is raised up, like the pasuk tells us, from matana to nahali'el, and from nahali'el to Bamoth. This pasuk is telling us that somebody who goes from studying Torah, which is the matana, the gift of Hashem, to becoming the Nahaliel, which is the Nahala, the inheritance of God, and from there he's raised to Bamoth, to great heights. Somebody who spends time the right way. We're using the different stops of the Jewish people along their journey during the desert to learn out a different idea, that when somebody spends Torah, spends time studying Torah in an intense way, he becomes close to Hashem, he becomes part of the inner circle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and builds a relationship with him, so he becomes the possessor, he becomes the owner of the Torah as well.